News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're always glad to look through the glass and see that Rob Center is there. So season's greetings to Rob Center, taking fabulous care of us every day. We have two individuals with us today to talk about a Share the Warmth campaign. First, Ashley Parrish is here. She's a Financial Solutions Center manager, or just the manager up at the First Commonwealth Bank in Lewisburg. She is definitely an up-and-comer in the business world and is working hard. I think they call it to super serve your customers, right? Is that a phrase I heard?
Yeah.
You're doing that. All right. Well, fabulous. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Really glad to see you. And on the news line with us now is Sue Allman. We've interviewed her a couple of times about various endeavors. Executive Director of the Union Snyder Community Action Agency, and we know them as the real street level doers of just so many positive things around here, helping people just wherever there is an unmet need. And if they find an unmet need they can't meet, they find a way to, they find that person who can. So, Sue, thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark and Ashley.
I really do appreciate it. We're going to talk to you a little bit about how the Share the Warmth campaign has impacted your agency and the busyness of your agency all the time and this time of year and during the pandemic. That'll be in one moment. Ashley, just to, first of all, introduce us to First Commonwealth Bank. It took me forever to say Santander. Now they're gone. First Commonwealth was glad to say that this is a great acquisition that they could do in Lewisburg and around here. Introduce us to First Commonwealth, please.
So we have been around for about 100 years, based out of Indiana, PA. We're a local community bank. We have been recognized as Forbes World Best Banks for 3 years in a row now. So that's really great. And really, we're just here to help our local community. And now that we're out here, and we spread from Ohio, Pittsburgh, all the way out to Danville is our most east branch.
All right. So you and the folks at First Commonwealth take it upon yourselves last month to do something called Share the Wealth, and that's footprint-wise. So, you have over 100 banks involved in this, but Lewisburg's right in the forefront. Tell us about the Share the Warmth.
Yeah. So back in November is when we started it. We started campaigning to raise money for 23 community action agencies in our footprint of Pennsylvania and Ohio. Our goal was to help those agencies raise some funds to assist with the wonderful efforts that they're doing every day. And so not only are we donating to the Union Snyder Community Action Agency, we're also helping those in Montour County and also in our Lock Haven area as well as many others across our footprint.
All right. So for Union Snyder Community Action Agency, how much will be contributed to their many efforts over there?
So we're actually able to donate $2,500 towards their efforts here.
Okay. And we see your name on the donating list for Lifting Little Lives, which is a charity that operates in and around this region, and Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. So this agency's in good company serving folks around here. All right. Sue, if somebody just needs a quick glimpse at what Union Snyder Community Action is, I just think it's the umbrella human service agency around here. Tell us what the CAA is in our area, Sue.
I think the umbrella analogy is such a good one, Mark. And community action agencies all across the nation, actually, are helping people who are facing tough times. You know, especially during the pandemic, more people than ever are really struggling with things like keeping the heat on in their house, making sure that the rent is paid, basic needs, and beyond that, helping get to a place where they never need the help of community action again. So we're so delighted to have community action agencies chosen as the partner with the bank because, like I said, the whole nation is served by community action agencies, even though each community action agency looks a little bit unique.
union-snyderCAA.org, the place to go for tons more information about this. We're just really, really glossing over the service. You and I have had conversations over the years about families on the margin. These are families that might not be in sort of what I would call poverty situations, but just having trouble making ends meet. So along comes a pandemic, a stressor, and then inflation this year, another stressor. So for these families on the margin that you and I have talked about, this must be a really challenging time.
It really is. You know, we have a few different mottos, but one of them is providing community to people when they need it most. And times like these are times when people need it most. We help people with things like, if, for example, somebody came to us recently who was a survivor of domestic violence and not living in poverty, but still needed a little bit of help to get to the next stage of their life. So, or perhaps a tank of gas to get to work when they're not necessarily eligible for assistance in other ways. There are always eligibility guidelines for programs for people who are living in poverty, but sometimes there are people who are working hard and just not able to make it through a hurdle or a barrier that's come up, and that's where community action comes in.
Well, and along comes Ashley and says, guess what? We asked our customers and clients and ourselves to donate a couple of $1,000. How might you spread that contribution to your efforts?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, we have, Mark, to be honest, we have a lot of very generous funding right now through rental assistance and utility assistance programs. But again, there are sometimes different areas of need that people have that don't really fit in the boxes that we check every day. So we spread this, and this particular gift from the bank is really dedicated to their footprint. So it's Union County, Pennsylvania. And, you know, Mark, there are just so many ways that we help people across the board, whether it's somebody reentering after having been, you know, had some criminal justice involvement, or whether it's a family that has a grandparent that are help raising children. I mean, the way that we can spread this and share this is really, I could go on all day about the different scenarios, but we really leverage these kinds of funds with our essential funding that keeps our organization running with the lights on for our agency. But we leverage this kind of funding to really help people in targeted ways who may need a little special help in overcoming barriers like we faced with COVID-19.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to you again in the weeks ahead. I hope I'll issue that invitation shortly. And I think there's a lot more to talk about what your agency and organization is doing. Anything else to add to our conversation for today, Sue?
Really look forward to talking to you more. Get me on the calendar. There's so much happening in the world, so many barriers and obstacles that people are facing, like I said. And we're the community people need when they need it most here at Community Action. And I really appreciate you taking the time to share what we do so that people who need help can really get some help. So thank you so much.
Well, you bet. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for really just never saying, no, I'm sorry, we can't help with that. You just don't have that phrase in the lexicon over there. So, and that has really showed over the years. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sue. We will talk again in the weeks ahead. Sue Allman is Executive Director, Union Snyder Community Action Agency. Ashley, you heard this unmet need. You know, this $2,500, you're probably thinking, oh, my gosh, well, now that folks hear this, they're probably still going to be contributing. First Commonwealth is a charitable organization, so this is the first of a lot of contributions to come, I would assume.
Yep, and we actually raised $60,000 over the whole Share the Wealth campaign as well.
All right, and we remember talking about, I think it was probably about this time last year, the care package situation or program. Explain what that is. I'm not sure I ever really knew precisely what it was, but I know it was out there.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania Pennsylvania PA care package is what it was, and it was to help with some of the reliefs of COVID. So we helped with overdraft fees and helping people with forbearance on their mortgages, trying to just help them in any way possible when they were out of work. So we were one of the first banks to get on board with that as well.
Well, and I know when the PPP loans came out, a lot of people said, oh, I'm calling Ashley. We'll get this squared away. Well, thank you so much for sharing the warmth. These contributions going to make a difference around here, and I know they kind of leverage more giving and more caring, and this idea that giving is so much fun, and your bank certainly is out front there. Anything else to add to our conversation on this front, please?
Really, I mean, just come check us out. Look on our website. You can see some of the other things that we're doing in our areas. We range from anywhere from Danville all the way out to State College footprint in this area. So I encourage you to look and see what we're doing in the local community.
FCBanking.com. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your help. Thanks to Cameron, one of our good staffers here, made sure that you got met up with us at the right time. So, and we thank Sue Allman for really just everything the hundreds of people are doing who work with here. Ashley Parrish, Financial Solutions Center Manager, and just plain the great manager at First Commonwealth Bank in Lewisburg. We surely will talk again, but thanks for coming up today.
Thank you.